afterlife, filling up the tank with it like a kid.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territories here on Vancouver's UBC campus. This is Molly Ann Nichols' Mozzie Ball of Mozzie's Morsels. This is my show. You know, it's 7 to 8 every other Tuesday is what this is. It's my show. And today I'm here with my guest. My guest?
Hi.
Who is it? Swizz Biz.
Yeah. I'm Swizz.
Feeling riddled. I'm feeling really riddly.
Yeah.
I'm tongue-tied. I'm feeling like a storybook today.
We're blood witches.
Got a lot to say. None of it makes sense. What's new?
That's the jumble of celestial charge.
Yeah. And as I don't know if everyone listening is in touch with the fact that the full moon, the Sturgeon moon, just happened. But if you are in touch with that, you know what it's about. You know what this feeling's been.
Full moon, like very, very full charged energy. And I've also just been made aware that there is a meteor shower situation happening like last weekend and then also today.
It was simultaneously with the full moon. It was the meteor shower, yeah.
Yasna saw 3 shooting stars on Saturday
night. That's insane.
So go look at the sky, guys, if you're in the local area.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of a city, Vancouver, you can still see the stars. We're pretty blessed for that, you guys.
Yeah, you can just find anywhere that's like slightly tall enough and you're there.
Wreck Beach even. Away from the lights.
Yeah. Maybe that's...
Right?
Maybe we take
a walk. Talking about our after air plans, you guys. You can see us there. So what you just listened to, Afterlife by Alex G, this is off his new album, Headlights, which on the cover, there's kind of this full moon and a sword situation going on. It's like, I don't know. It's like a tarot card.
Tarot,
like a tarot card type vibe, telling us about the moon is what the Afterlife album cover is doing. And yeah, I don't know, Alex G, we were playing that kind of for Jenny, who both I don't believe is listening, I don't believe knows we're playing Alex G for her, and I also don't believe that she doesn't know that she just hard launched my address on the gram, you know what I mean? And for that I love her.
Jenna is walking in the bog, hanging out with partner's parents, not aware of her own potential mistakes or our love and affection.
Yeah,
and
I was like, let me play some Alex G for my girl Jenny. She always calls me hip when I do this. She's like, oh, very hip, Moz. And there's nothing, there's nothing I want more than being called hip.
Yeah.
So I was doing that. And then also I looked on the gram. And I was like, damn, sometimes your besties will just post your addy on the gram. And it's no prob.
If you want to know where Moz lives for like probably the next 20 minutes, it's going to be on Jenna's Instagram until she sees her phone and takes it down.
Or hears us, like, I don't know, CITR just pings on in her house.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised. They're like listening to it on the way to trivia.
So, you guys, that's what it's all about. What are we here to talk about today? I don't know. The full moon. Good tidings. Bad tidings. Play some good music, some weird music. I've got some like new Men I Trust, new Big Thief, David Bowie for my girl Swizz.
Obsessed.
Right here.
Moz and I often like the energy that we tend to share is when the seasons change.
Yeah, which
and so
is
that's happening.
Perpetually happening, but especially right now.
Yeah. Especially when there's something celestial and also when like August is turning to September.
You know
and
what I mean?
Summer's fading away. Nothing gold.
And actually with that, I've got a song. That like it cannot go any longer without being played. It's gonna go ahead and be Ella Mega Burst Forever. Is that what she's called? Mega Last Burls Forever. Ella Mega Last Burls Forever by Cocktail Twins. What do you even know about that? What do you even know about that? This
I'm
morning,
obsessed.
This came on as I was walking to the bus. I think. It was a really good vibe, and I wrote in my notes, I was like, this is the most August Cocktail Twins song there is.
Oh my god.
You can't fight it.
Yeah, you guys are gonna love this.
This is Ella Mega Last Burls Forever, other known as Ella Mega Burst Forever in my head. Mm-hmm. That's how I categorize it.
Whatever you want.
You guys enjoy on CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Mozball. This is my morsels, Mozzie's Morsels, here on CITR. Every other Tuesday. Who am I with today? Swizzbiz.
Hey.
That's what's up. And you just listened to some Cocteau Twins, Ella Mega Last Brills Forever, off of the lovely Bluebell Knoll. I think this is probably my favorite album of theirs. I know not everyone's saying that. Maybe they are, but it's my truth.
Mm-hmm. Gotta live yours.
Very August. Very August. What else? What's very August for you, Swizzbiz?
Well, what I just wrote in my journal the other day was like, there is no time like August. And August is always, because my birthday is September 3rd, so I feel like August comes and I'm thinking new school year, new age. It's always kind of hitting.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there's nothing like August and there will never be another. It's always like we're in this August. You just gotta be in August.
You gotta be in August. The thing about August is like, you feel like you're trying to get rushed through August.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to be pushed one way or the other with August. August, in a way, like, it's hard to be with August.
It's really hard, but at the same time, it demands your presence.
Yeah. No, and I honestly, yes, it does.
We're already at 12. What the? August 12th.
Ouch, right?
Right?
Ouch.
That's encroaching on halfway.
There's dates in our calendar that are like the 24th and 5th, and I'm like, that's the end of the month. That's like, feels like next week. Don't we have CITR meetings on like,
very soon.
In the 20s.
Actually, a week from today, babe.
Yeah, actually.
A week from today, there won't be a Mozzie's Morsels. Not that there would have been, but we'll be in the egg celebrating our strat planning for CITR's future year.
I'd invite you, but you're not invited.
You're not invited unless you are, and you know if you are.
You know if you are. I think you are invited to something at the end of the month, though. Some
yes,
block party.
Block party. In fact, it was just dropped today on Fanta Records, August 31st, and it's not going to be, this is important for everyone to know, actually, if you're listening. Usually block party is in the block, as in outdoors,
yeah.
But this year it's at Green Auto, everybody. Doors at 3, music at 3:30 p.m., I want to say.
Gotta
I
have
won't
you
be
on,
there because my sister's getting
be?
Married.
Wow.
I will be literally in Quebec City for my sister's wedding.
Guys, I'll probably be there.
But everyone else will be there and you should too. And you should know that it's at Green Auto, not at the block.
And I think on the 30th. Or the 31st.
I want to say 31st.
Okay.
Because it's probably the Sunday.
That's the 31st.
Go check Fanta Records Instagram or anything like that, but you know.
You shouldn't listen to much of what we say, except for when you should.
Yeah. It's at Green Auto, though.
It's key. So, Swizzbiz.
It's Sunday, August 31st.
Awesome.
Yes, Mozball?
What should we do now?
Well,
play a tune.
Yeah, like should we play the tune I was thinking of?
Yeah, like which one though?
The one by our one and only.
Yeah, okay. So our one and only Jasper, our station manager.
Jasper Sloan Yip. I listened to his entire discography about 3 weeks ago with a couple other, you know, famous friends from the studio. And we were reflecting on life's changes and times, and he has one song called Transit from the 2010 album
Every Day and All at Once.
Yeah, it's giving youth, you know, change.
Guys,
friends come and go.
I can't believe this is our station manager, dude.
Yeah,
so cute.
Major shout out, CanCon
bestie,
local.
Yeah, both.
Yeah,
so boom. Without further ado, what are we even doing? Here is Transit by Jasper Sloan Yip on CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy!
I wander these streets with my head in my hands. There I stare at my feet so I know where I stand. Every step followed up by the next. I move with my feet while I breathe with my chest. Well, I don't feel alright, but I think I'll be fine. If I just keep on moving, I'll kill all the time between the place I just left and where I will see you next. I hope that's enough, but I ain't holding my breath. There always will be space in between where I find myself and where I want to be. Oh, I miss you, I miss you. I wish that I could kiss you. This distance between us has become an issue. Oh, I feel such a mess. ever since, so I left, and I'm doing my best. But I can't, I won't, let's just hit an open head back to the coast where I know we could cope. Let's wash our hands and let's make amends, and let's not think of anything else. Articulate what happened between us, what changed in our hearts. Well, now that we're home, we are farthest apart. Well, I'm at my best when I walk all alone. I don't need money or drugs or my cellular phone. And these feelings of mine that I could not describe, they're leading me on to leave everything I know behind. But I can't, please don't leave me alone. I'm so sick of the road, I've got nowhere to go. I have washed my hands, I have made amends, but I can't stop thinking of everything else. So please, Magdalene, understand, I have already lost all of my friends, and I just can't lose you as well. Already lost all of my friends, and I just can't lose you as well. My friends don't know, 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 my friends don't know. Oh, how much I miss them tonight. My friends don't know, my friends don't know, my friends don't know. And a big hole to fill. And if time doesn't kill me, that emptiness will.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's ILUVUHour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Hey Vancouver, looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury, and Maris. Emotional Oranges. And many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com and follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows.
Guys, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. Molly here with Mozzie's Morsels and Swizz Biz of Hail Disco. Hail Discordia.
Shout out.
So that's what's up, you guys. And today we're kind of talking about the moon and the season is once again changing. It happens oh so often, too often. Feels like the season is like perpetually changing. The season is never still.
Every year we are a million butterflies.
So
if you haven't already, take this moment to reflect on your own changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, be inspired by us to look at the sky, look into your heart, think, what is serving me? What isn't? What do I vibe with in my life? What do I not? And you know what? We are literally all so powerful. If there's something you want, go get it, baby.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Now, we're now doing inspirational meditations here on Mozzie's Morsels. My morsels include good wishes, poetry, journal entries, music, and meditations of love.
Yeah, it's the MMM vibe.
So, exactly.
Meditations on Mozzie's Morsels.
Literally.
Meditations, musings.
Swizz, what did you do this weekend? What did you get up to? Yeah, I want to hear what you did. Because I know what I did, and I'm going to give like 20 bullet points of what I did. But
on Friday night, it was August 8th, which is 8-8. Turn that 8 on its side, it's going to be infinity.
Yeah, hello.
So I went ahead and went down to the waterfront, took my Zoe and Audrey with me.
Shout out.
Went ahead and taught them how to make offerings with my sacred cedar to their ancestors or anyone they wish to speak to. We also journaled, we lit some Palo Santos, we tech decked, and we talked about our future selves. And I got rid of energy I didn't need, and I welcomed golden light into my life.
So when the hell is that coming for me? Well, like, I know it's this Saturday. If you know, you know, Zoopest Station.
Yeah.
But new moon also. When is the new moon? Refresh my memory.
Because Jenna said that new moon is as important, that Nat said the new moon is as important as
I'm moon. Saying that new moon is as important. I think, honestly, like, you got to be paying attention to every bit of the moon.
I'm just going to Google it real quick.
Thank you. So you had a great infinity day. Also, I visited you on Friday. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I got to see my Jenny and my Moz. And
yeah,
then
this
I
is true.
Finished my barista work and headed straight to the beach for that kind of manifesting vibes. And then I went on Yasna's rooftop and watched the Sturgeon Moon. Like, it was literally 10 on 10.
What did you do on Saturday?
I went for drinks with AJ and Abby, who work at Blue Chip upstairs. Shout out.
Hello. What about Sunday?
I went to trivia at the Wise Hall hosted by Josh Silicus.
I heard about this.
With Britton and Jenna, and we did poorly. Because it was difficult. One of them was cult themed, one of them was wise themed.
Honestly, where was I for the cult themed one? We were talking about this at dinner last night. I would have really came through. But actually, no, I wouldn't have, because then Britton kind of told me I wouldn't have come through.
No.
You don't want me on your trivia team, locked out city from this guy. I'm sitting at the trivia table. I want nachos. I want to make sure it's with guac. I don't give a shit about trivia. I literally could not care less. I want to be there for the vibes.
A really good thing, if you guys feel like going to trivia with Josh at the Wise Hall, is that it was quick. Like, some people will drag out.
Oh my God. Like, quick.
The point.
Quit the 5-round trivia with like 12 questions each. I'm so sorry. I don't want that.
He got to the point. The music round
was like
really
10:30 at night. You know,
every music song was a song with a book title. So that was really cool. A song with a book title.
Can't think of one.
There was
name one, Swizz.
You know, like Moby Dick. It was that kind of stuff.
Whatever, girl. Well, did you have a
Crime
good weekend?
And punishment.
Rate your weekend out of 10 for me.
Honestly, I would give it an 8.
Boom.
Because thematic. Like, it wasn't insanely good, but it was pretty good. So 8.
8 is like, 8's up there, girl.
And it's only like the 2 points off because, you know, I had some boring work shifts.
Which is like, you know, par for the course.
And they got my period, but that was actually lit because Blood Witch full moon. So don't
have
that
speaking
much to
of
complain
which.
About.
Speaking of which, have y'all ever went out dancing the day you got your period? Healing. Not quite, though. Really, really hard.
During the day, you were not ready for it to be healing.
I was not ready for it to be healing. I'm telling you right now, it's not. It's not easy stuff, guys. But my weekend was like so-so. But on the bus this morning, I was like, what am I going to talk about on the radio tonight? And I have this journal entry from Sunday, which was like not so much a journal entry, but like it's like a list of 20 bullet points. And now I'm going to read them. I haven't read something on air in a while. And I'm doing it today. I feel like I haven't really been in a writing mood. It's hard to find the words these days. It really is. But I found some. I found some this Sunday. So this Sunday, I got home at 5 a.m. under the full moonlight. Theo and I out dancing. Slept until 9. Then 9:30 when I canceled my 11 a.m. Pilates class. Then 11 and out of bed at 2. Harper came home. Got me a pair of rose earrings and a fun pin. Went to the craft store. Got wire that was too thin and needles that were too weak. Looked at beads. Waited outside for Harper a long while, smoking a joint as she got needles that were just right. Soon it would be Jenny's work break. I was near enough now. Took the Aquabus for the first time, Granville Island. Overheated. Met Jenny and the dog she helps take care of, AJ. Side note, aside time, this dog is like short and stout and so cute. You guys have no idea even. Back to my story, back to my tellings. Sat in the park and dreamed about a Seagull's bagel, vegetarian sandwich. Went to get a Seagull's bagel, vegetarian sandwich. Gaslit Harper about the Seagulls eating her Seagulls. A Seagull ate Harper's Seagulls. The remaining quarter of her Seagulls. Violent and jarring. I tried to do a no-frills run with Harper before the 14 came in 10 minutes. We ran very slowly and with the full bagu and Birkenstock clogs to the 14 that Jenny was still waiting for and was quickly approaching. I thought about how Theo would be getting off work right about now and probably taking the 14, which we took 12 hours prior, at 3:58 in the morning, by the way. Flex. narrowly caught the bus. Theo emerged from a packed bus as we got to his stop. My intuition never lies. I fell asleep in Harper's bed at 8 p.m.
Hello! Like, hello!
What do y'all know about that?
Seagulls on Seagulls.
Guys, okay, like, before we even get to... What are we doing about a Seagull's bagel? It's... Yeah. I don't think a lot of you know about the Seagull's bagel. I'm not saying it's from Montreal. I'm not saying it's any of that. I am saying it's the best bagel you're going to get in Vancouver.
No, it's fire.
And I don't think they commit the labor issues that other bagel joints in the city commit.
And that's important to
that know. I don't know if, like, I should be spitting that on air, but it's real and, like, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I went for the first time a couple weeks ago with you also, Moz, and I had the morning bagel, because that's what Strawberry Milk Mob gets, and, like, I'm embarrassed about that.
Girl! Next. Immediately next.
But they have lots of fun options.
They have awesome bagels.
What are those
guys.
Things called? The dessert things?
Rugelachs. Yes! Dude, don't even get me going. I think, like, maybe five... also, not how you say it. Rugelach? I don't know.
No, I think...
They're, like, these mini... I think it's Dutch... I don't know, dude. I know nothing about a Seagull's
bagel. I'm going to say yeah.
It's Dutchy-ish.
It's Dutchy.
So it's like a little croissant with like jam. I get the raspberry chocolate one. Last week on my lunch break, I ate three of them. And by 5 o'clock, my tummy, it was so upset.
Oh,
but
no.
They're so yummy. Like they were so yummy.
One thing
this is not to dissuade you.
One thing I will say, which is like slightly off topic, but kind of on topic, because I want one of those so badly, is that I quit like smoking everything this month, and I have never been so hungry in my life. Like every hour,
really?
I want another meal. I'm eating like 5 meals a day. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Like you would think that wouldn't be the way it goes, and like first 2 weeks.
I do.
Maybe it wasn't
no, I
like
think
that.
I can understand that.
It's amazing. I'm having such a good time.
So you've been enjoying your Seagull's bagels?
Well, only the one so far. But I mean, I should go have another one like ASAP because yeah. I'm just loving food.
Dude, I had a Seagull's bagel on Sunday. I had a Seagull's bagel sometime last week. I had a Seagull's bagel with you maybe 2 weeks ago.
Well, literally,
I've been having a lot of Seagull's bagels. Yeah.
Because I live so close.
My Seagull's bagel on Sunday was great. But you want to know what happened? Harper is like, guys, I'm scared. She gets her Seagull's bagel. We're like walking in the open air. I'm like, personally, where I'm at is I'm like, there's sweat everywhere. And I'm wearing like a thick knitted shirt. And like, I didn't need that. I needed like nothing on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm angry.
Bad.
There's a lot of people.
Bad.
So I've just devoured my Seagull's bagel in like 30 seconds because mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it for about an hour, which mm-hmm. was kind of my prerogative with hauling our ass to Granville Island.
Mm-hmm.
And Harper's like, wah, wah, wah.
love you, Harper, but wham, 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 I'm scared a seagull is going to eat my bagel. And I was like, that is comically not going to happen. And we're like, we're at the point when you're walking up from Granville Island, like we've got over the bridge, like we're about 5 steps away almost from like the bus stops. Bruh. Seagull, like I am in front of her, Jenny is behind her, and Harper's like in the middle of the three of us eating, like the bagel is up to her mouth. Seagull grabs it, bro, out, and is like flapping on the ground. Literally flapping on the ground, like with it.
They are way
left a piece of lettuce and a piece of cheese. That was it, girl.
Because hilariously, like, because I saw Jenna that evening, and Jenna was telling that anecdote with like shock. She was like, "I have never seen a seagull act like this before."
No, it was too much. Bro. It was far too much.
I can't believe how close the fauna are getting to us.
Right. Highs and lows, you guys.
Intense interactions.
That I wouldn't say that was like a low, but it was definitely
there. Harper didn't love it.
No, not a high for her for sure.
Poor Harps, she was so right.
She was right, and
her
like I'm sorry.
Intuition was right too. No, you guys both had crazy intuition.
It never lies.
Theo on the bus, like shut up.
No, literally. Speaking of Theo, my next track is a shout out to Theo because he gave it to me, and we've been dancing. We've been going out late dancing. What do you know about that? What do you know about staying out till about 4 in the morning, just on vibes?
All you gotta do is find yourself a platonic boyfriend, and your nights will be as colorful as you've ever dreamed them of being.
Yeah, it's like he's, you know, my defense from the poor meaning men. I'm his defense from other men as well. It's like it's a mutual, it's a cis man for dyke defense system.
Yes.
You know, we both got each other's backs.
A well-meaning
both in
male
our,
and a butch.
Yeah.
Take them anywhere.
In two little black tank tops.
Mm.
It's all it takes, you guys. It's all it takes.
Take on the world with that duo.
Guys, we went dancing and it was like this place up 6 flights of stairs. What the hell?
Oh my God.
Did I tell you about this? Like, okay, so we get to the function and we're there like, I don't know, pretty early. The dance floor had like just the DJs that were playing like on the dance floor when we arrived, mm-hmm. which was kind of a vibe, you know, we were setting up shop and such. But so we're pretty early and the guy is like, you sure you're at the right place? And I'm like, oh, that's not a good sign. Is that because we're like, is it not chill up there yet? Like,
what you never want to hear when you show up somewhere.
He's like, you're sure you're at the right place? And I'm like, yeah. And I look to Theo because actually I'm not sure. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, Theo then names the DJs we're going to see, DJ Spence and DJ Frog. Hello.
Ooh.
DJ Frog was this diva. You would have loved her. I wasn't expecting it to be this diva. She was so lit. She was
God.
So cunty.
Wait,
she was really so
there.
Cunty. She was no, it was so good. You would have loved it.
We need to dance soon.
You would have loved it.
I mean, we're gonna dance this weekend, but we need to dance.
Yeah, we
in
need
another
to dance
way
soon.
Okay,
we need to dance soon. So we're going to see DJ Frog and DJ Spence, you guys. And we say this to the bouncer, and the bouncer's like, "IDK, who's playing, man?" But like, you got 6 flights of stairs to go up, so you better be at the right place. So I'm like, woof. But we did that. Only one smoke break had type of situation. We were locked up there. It was like a...
That is like slightly fire hazard troubling to me because some, you know, when you're like on a dance floor and you don't need to leave in a second, you need to leave like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden it hits you and you're like, give me fresh air or I'm on the ground.
Yeah. No fresh air.
And you have 6 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
One smoke break out. You're out till 3:58 with one smoke break. Like
it was strong. It was like Theo had the pen.
Okay. That's
so like
that's the real info.
Thank you to Theo in every lifetime for that. Yeah.
But the fresh air, like God, that was Vantech at Pride was just like they just could have done so much with ventilation. Like, thank you. Beautiful.
Theo
DJs
and I have this it's like I don't even know if it would be a running bit. Because it's like this little it's something he got in a record that I just think is really funny, and it talks about like how a hot room can only go so far, and like, man, it's gonna be so sick tonight, like we're trying out air conditioning because like a hot room can only go so far, and like the idea is like, I hope he's not listening, but pretentious like techno man talking about like a hot room can only go so far, man, tonight there's gonna be AC. And there was AC at this event, you see.
That's, yeah.
Still
six
not enough.
Stairs, six
still not
stairs,
enough.
Though, mega fans I'm talking about. Hand them out. Like, you better be spraying water on me.
I don't get it. How are more people not, like, I'm thinking of myself when I say this. How are more people not passing out and dying?
No, that's what I'm saying. You and I are both, like, want to faint.
Yeah, man. all this being said, you know, like, stay up all night and dance under the moonlight, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, spread the news about ventilation, because people should be paying attention to that.
Yeah. Harm reduction at events does include, like, I think a fan.
Yeah.
And a fan that's not being blocked by a security guard, may I add.
Yeah. Accessible yeah. temperature regulation harm reduction. Thank you.
With that being said, is it time for another track, Swizz?
Yeah, the Theo
inspired We've been blabbing. Yeah. This is number 3 by Terra Utopia. You're going to think this is such a goofy name, and so did I, but it's a fun little... It's going to give you a peek into what this weekend's going to be all about. Y'all listening at home, have you heard about a Zoot Fest station?
If you want the Addy, it's all got a story still.
And if you know Jenna, you can find out. It's kind of like a if you know, you know, and if you know, you can find out.
And somebody better be a praying mantis.
Really? Without further ado, O3 by Terra Utopia here on CITR 101.9 with your besties, Mazel and Bizzle. I don't know what else to tell you.
Walk the room, stroking the hair like this paper. Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sister Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sister Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Guys, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I got too carried away reminiscing about the good times earlier. Then we just listened to some Kate LeBon, Heaven Is No Feeling. I love that song. I do. And I can't help but play a little bit of the new Big Thief now. It's really been growing on me. I'll listen to it at first and I'll be like, and then I'll listen to it twice and I'm like, wait, this is a song that I maybe listened to in a past childhood lifetime.
Big Thief is like that.
Like, I'm like, not in this lifetime, but maybe the one before it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe even two ago.
Yeah. Like, I didn't live in Los Angeles ever as Miss Molly Ann, but maybe I did, like, probably 80 years ago. Right? This is Los Angeles by Big Thief, a new single that they just released. So I'm going to shut up and let you listen for a little bit for a change on CITR 101.9 FM, you guys.
Mysteriously, but seriously, I'd follow you forever. Even without looking, you call, we come together. Even without speaking, you say. Picture box is full, and we are kissing in a fistful of fragments falling down. I throw them up and I watch them hit the ground like snow. Amputated dimension of the physical, melting image without sound. Park Avenue, 8:38, waving to my best friend like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years, has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever, but I know you with that look in your car. We come together even without speaking. You sang for me, you sang for me.
Welcome back, you guys. We have a friend. There's always friends in CITR. We've got Zoe Z in the stew.
Hey guys,
what's up? This is Zoe. I just came from the bunker depths of IKB, which is a library on campus.
Say what's up.
Just to say what's up, just to pull myself out of that gutter and into the beautiful space that is.
We were just going to kind of remind people that the new moon is when, Swizz?
Oh, August 23rd.
Is that helpful to you, Zoe Z?
Thank God.
To know when that new moon is?
Thank God.
We are getting so many chances this August to reinvent ourselves.
No.
Thank God.
No, and it's
And with each one, I'm like, okay, thank you for that opportunity, but I'm going to need another.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Thank you for this opportunity, but I'm going to need another.
Locked, loaded, give me another. Mm-hmm. Give me one more. Thank you.
I feel like every Zodiac or like astrology YouTuber that I've been seeing has been saying, so it's actually been a horrible time in the stars, and I'm like, oh yay,
like no shit,
you could have told me that earlier.
Celestial charge, guys.
There were like 4 retrogrades or something, and like 2 kickflips, like I don't know, like a bunch of stuff just like happening all at the same time.
It's like communication, care, selfhood, love, probably family, probably relationships. I'm like, great.
All that. Mm-hmm. It's August, girl. Have you ever had a chill August in your life?
Like, literally, no. Like,
literally
no.
Never.
Mm-mm.
I moved countries in August.
Today?
No.
This year?
No, but when that happened to me, it was in August.
It was in August.
Like,
I understand.
Obviously, it's August. Like, August is the time of the biggest transition.
August is
I understand.
My co-star has been saying pressure and trouble in literally everything for the past probably 3 weeks. But now we're in power in like a couple of areas.
Okay, slay.
Hello.
But now it's just power and trouble, so I don't know where to put that. But
power and trouble.
Power and trouble, no in between. It's crazy.
I honestly, like, I feel the power and trouble a lot.
Because it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Power and trouble is like is dancing all night on your period. I feel power and trouble is like getting a seagull's bagel and it being whipped out of your hand. That we were talking about that happening earlier.
When did this happen?
It's true. No, to Harper a few days ago. It's true.
My
it's all real. Because you know how much we love a seagull, Zoe. Yeah, not to circle seagulls. Back, but we've been talking about it a little bit, and I'm going to go back there. I'm going to go back there.
Because also, like, it's a treat. Like, that's, like, what, $13, $15 you're dropping. God forbid you get a drink. That's, like, that's a $20 bill that is out of your hands.
God forbid you get a rugelach. A rugelach, bro.
Like, circle of life, but, like, could we
it was way too much.
Like, please.
It was way too much. That seagull needs a full moon. That seagull was not out on the full moon setting its intentions. Its intentions were, like, at the end of the day, like, God's creature for sure. But I don't know about that. Guys, I Come With Mud by Men I Trust is up next.
Okay.
Golly.
I really like the song name. I don't know. It's silly.
No, I vibe.
I haven't and, like, heard it, but I'm excited.
It's off their, I think, most recent album, or they've been releasing stuff again, which I'm excited about. We've got new Big Thief and new Men I Trust today. We're This is hip. And new Alex G. This is hip.
Everyone is creative. This is hip. Season.
Honestly, like, I feel like good music is being released again. Maybe this was just me, but I was in a bit of a drought.
Yeah.
I wasn't hearing anything. I was like, that's making me emotional and happy and sad.
There was a big music announcement yesterday that I don't think needs to go on air at all. Oh, let's Lord. Talk about it as soon as you play the song. Swizzbit. I'm not going to say
August it. Slipped away like a bottle of wine or something.
Oh, what? He was demented enough to write that. What? Wait, no, I'm going to like cry from this song. What? We'll go into this. No,
I can't tell if you're playing a trick on me, Zoe Z.
No.
No.
Hit the mud, boss.
Guys, I Come With Mud.
It's going to be a tear down my eyes.
I Come With Mud, Men I Trust. Hear about it on CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all.
I'm closing out the hour here. I come with mud and other things.
Yeah. Mud's important, for sure.
Yeah.
Mud wrestling?
No.
Maybe if it was
mud
July.
Pie.
If it was July.
Mud pie. I come with mud pie. Mm-hmm.
Stuck in the mud.
All of that and more. Guys, I hope that everyone kind of enjoyed listening in, chatting with us, even if we weren't responding back to you. We were just talking to ourselves.
I hope you guys learned something. I hope you're reflecting. I hope the season of change is everlasting and touches you deeply.
I hope that this August you guys go into your Spotify or Apple Music or whatever you use to make playlists and you scroll all Deezer. The way to the bottom and you just start looking at those playlists and you remember, hey, music is really good.
And also, where did I come from? I wish everyone to dance with their friends. I wish everyone to like eat an ice cream cone also with their friends. Hug your friends.
Go to the beach while you can. It's raining next week, apparently.
Kiss your friends, dare I say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially. Amen. Have chickpea curry with your friends.
And yeah, stay strong through the upcoming rain, because who ordered that this August? Nobody, but she stays giving us things we didn't want.
David Bowie just unprompted and kind of unsolicited coming through, but I'm happy about it. Guys, I think it's a sign that I gotta shut up and just let it roll. Because
this is so apt. Moon Age Daydream, please.
Right? I always want to be doing karaoke on air, man.
I like don't usually hit it, but this song,
right? Guys, you don't want it.
No,
but I want it.
Listen to Bowie.